Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to edition number 93 of Takeaway Trivia. I'm Leon, your quizmaster from Hereford, UK, and this is your pub quiz in a podcast. Four rounds of pub quiz style trivia, and it's up to you how you play. You can either do this like a proper bar trivia night, sit down with papers and pens, and compete to be the quiz champion in your family. Or you can just treat it as a bit of entertainment while you're out for a walk. Whatever you're doing, however you're playing, hope you enjoy the quizzes that are coming your way over the next 20 minutes. Enjoy the questions. You decide how you play and award the points. I just provide the trivia. A quick apology as well. You might hear some bangs and crashes during this episode. That's because it's December 26th as I record this, Boxing Day here in the UK. So my kids are next door. They're playing with some of the toys they've had for Christmas and they're having fun. I didn't want to shush them while they were enjoying themselves. So if you do hear them banging and crashing every now and then, my apologies, but they're having fun. It's Christmas here, isn't it? Right, let's get underway. Round number one is general knowledge. Good luck. The final general knowledge round of 2021. Question number one. In which Star Wars film did Boba Fett first appear? Number one. In which Star Wars film did Boba Fett first appear? Number two. During the Crimean War, who was the lady with the lamp? Number two. During the Crimean War, who was the lady with the lamp? Number three, who is the world's largest toy distributor? Number three, who is the world's largest toy distributor? Number four, what was the name of Sherlock Holmes' housekeeper? Number four, what was the name of Sherlock Holmes' housekeeper? Number five, in which decade was Desire a hit for U2? Number five, in which decade was Desire a hit for U2? Number six, Priti Patel holds which position in the British government? Number six, Priti Patel holds what position in the British government? Number seven, what was the name of the film that the children were making in the movie Super 8? So it's a movie within a movie, but what film was it? So number seven, what is the name of the film that the kids are making in the film Super 8? Number eight, Charles Fleischer voiced which cartoon character? Was it Wreck-It Ralph or Roger Rabbit? Number eight, Charles Fleischer voiced which cartoon character? Wreck-It Ralph or Roger Rabbit? On the subject of rabbits, number nine, what did Hugh Hefner originally plan to call his Playboy magazine? Number nine, what did Hugh Hefner originally plan to call his Playboy magazine? And why did he choose rabbits as a sex symbol? Did he try other woodland animal? Did he have like women dressed as different creatures like mice, badgers, foxes, rabbits? Yeah, I'll go with rabbits. That's the one. And number 10, who plays the title role in the 2014 film Lucy? Number 10. Who plays the title role in the 2014 film Lucy? That is your 10 questions for starters on this week's Takeaway Trivia. Hope you're off to a good start. We'll find out the answers in about 5 minutes or so. First of all, let's go straight into round number two and let's get clued up. Round number two is clued up. In this round, I'm going to give you five clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity, and all you have to do is work out who they are as quick as possible. Clue number one is worth 10 points. Clue number two is for 8 points, and we play all the way through until clue number five, which is worth just 2 points. So you've got to try and guess it to maximise your point value. Remember, if you get it wrong, that's it, you're out of the game, you can't carry on. You've got to stop the minute you've made your official guess, as it were. Clue number one for 10 points. Born July the 9th, 1956 in California, I'm a distant relative of Abraham Lincoln. At school, I described myself as a geek, a spaz, and I was horribly, painfully, terribly shy. Who am I for 10 points? That clue again. I was born July the 9th, 1956 in California. I'm a distant relative of former President Abraham Lincoln. And at school, I described myself as a geek and a spaz. I was horribly, painfully, terribly shy. Who am I? Clue number two for 8 points. In my teens, I developed an interest in theatre. Not just acting either. I spent 3 years studying lighting, set design and stage management. In 1979, I moved to New York and took on starring roles in the Riverside Shakespeare Company. So, for 8 points, here's your second clue. In my teens, I developed an interest in theatre, not just acting either. I spent 3 years studying lighting, set design, and stage management. In 1979, I moved to New York and took on starring roles in the Riverside Shakespeare Companies. Who is it for 8 points? We move on then to your 6-point clue. During this period, I got a guest spot on an episode of Happy Days. Do you remember that? Where director Ron Howard spotted me and cast me in his film Splash. I would work with him a number of times in the future. So, your third clue for 6 points. Who is our mystery celebrity? I got a guest spot acting in an episode of Happy Days. That's the one with the Fonz, remember that? Director Ron Howard, who actually used to star in Happy Days, spotted me and cast me in his film, Splash. I would work with him a number of times in the future. I reckon that should give it away. Who is it? Okay then, your 4-point clue. After many comedic roles in the 80s, the 90s saw my career become more dramatic and ultimately Oscar winning. I traded in roles in films such as Turner and Hooch and The Burbs, instead starring in films such as Philadelphia, Castaway and Apollo 13. Who is it? So for 4 points, after many comedic roles in the 1980s, the 90s saw my career becoming more dramatic and Oscar winning. I traded in roles in films such as Turner and Hooch and The Burbs to star in films such as Philadelphia, Castaway and Apollo 13. Who is it? Your final clue then, you've got to get it on this one. This is for 2 points. My most famous roles are that of Forrest Gump, starring in Save It Private Ryan, and playing Bo Peep's boyfriend Woody, the cowboy, in Toy Story. So, for 2 points, my most famous roles are that of Forrest Gump, starring in Save It Private Ryan, and playing Woody, the cowboy, in Toy Story. Who is it for 2 points? I'll leave you to ponder the answer to clued up while we track it back to round number one. It was general knowledge. How did you do in general knowledge? Number one, in which Star Wars film did Boba Fett first appear? Well, there is a bonus point up for grabs here. If you said The Empire Strikes Back, I'll give you the point. He did first appear in The Empire Strikes Back on film. However, between the original Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back, George Lucas made the holiday special, which he has tried to bury because it's not great. And Boba Fett actually first appeared in the holiday special in an animated section. So if you name Star Wars The Holiday Special as the first appearance, I'll give you a point for that too as well. Now obviously they have gone back and done the special editions where they slotted Boba Fett into the original Star Wars. That doesn't count, that was added in after. And if you're looking forward to the new series on Disney Plus this week, can't wait either. Looks good, doesn't it? At number two, during the Crimean War, who was the lady with the lamp? That was Florence Nightingale. Number three, who is the world's largest toy distributor? Physically, the company that gets the most toys to the most parts of the world, believe it or not, is McDonald's, thanks to their Happy Meals. But I think that's changing now. I think they're sort of phasing out certainly plastic toys in Happy Meals, aren't they? The actual biggest toy distributor financially is Mattel. In 2017, they sold $2 billion worth of toys and games. Incredible stuff. But McDonald's, they are the actual physical biggest toy distributor, which is mad, isn't it? Number four, what was the name of Sherlock Holmes's housekeeper? Mrs. Hudson. Number 5. In which decade was Desire a hit for U2? The 1980s. 6. Priti Patel holds what position in the British government? She is Home Secretary. Number 7. What is the name of the film the kids are making in the movie Super 8? It's The Chase. 8. Charles Fleischer voiced which cartoon character, Wreck-It Ralph or Roger Rabbit? It was Roger Rabbit. Why did they never make a sequel to that film? That's a brilliant film. Number 9. What did Hugh Hefner originally plan to call Playboy magazine Stag Party? And number 10. Who plays the title role in the 2014 film Lucy? Bit of a weird film, that one. Scarlett Johansson. That's your 10 questions for starters. Hope you have done well. Let's move on to round number 3. Round 3. It's another 10 questions of general knowledge, but a slight twist this time. If you get just one wrong, you have to score 0 in this round. Mark yourself blank. You can pass by leaving an answer blank, but like I said, this is a wipeout round, so if you get just one answer wrong, you score 0. Be careful. Good luck. Number 1. Who played Pussy Galore in the 1964 film Goldfinger? Number 1. Who played Pussy Galore in the 1964 James Bond film Goldfinger? Number 2. Norwegian omelette is another name for which dessert? Number 2. Norwegian omelette is another name for which dessert? Number 3. Enero is Spanish for which month of the year? So number 3, Enero, E-N-E-R-O, is Spanish for which month of the year? Enero. Number 4, Central Park is in which borough of New York City? Number 4, Central Park is in which borough of New York City? Number 5. In golf, the holing of a ball directly from a bunker is known as a golden what? 5. In golf, the holing of a ball directly from a bunker is known as a golden what? 6. Which prominent politician was voted in as Mayor of London in 2012? Number 6. Which prominent politician was voted in as the Mayor of London in May 2012? Number 7. Who wrote, produced and directed the 2009 film Avatar? 7. Who wrote, produced and directed the 2009 film Avatar? 8. The Museum of Bags and Purses is in which European city? Number 8. The Museum of Bags and Purses can be found in which European city? 9. On average, how far can a skunk spray? Is it 8 feet or 12 feet? Number 9. On average, how far can a skunk spray? 8 feet or 12 feet? And number 10, the Indian film industry is often called what? Number 10, the Indian film industry is often called what? That's your 10 questions on Wipeout. Let's quickly return to Clued Up. If you remember, I asked you to identify a mystery celebrity born in 1956 in California, had an interest in theatre, played some Shakespeare roles for the Riverside Shakespeare Company in New York. First appeared in an episode of Happy Days, was spotted by director Ron Howard to play in the film Splash. Starred in Castaway, Apollo 13, The Burbs, Turner and Hooch, and is most famous for playing Woody the Cowboy in Toy Story and Forrest Gump. Who was I looking for? If you got Tom Hanks, well done. Mark yourself the correct point. The answers to Wipeout then. Number 1, who played Pussy Galore in the 1964 James Bond film Goldfinger? That was Honor Blackman. Number 2, Norwegian omelette is another name for which dessert? Baked Alaska. Number 3, Enero is Spanish for which month of the year? January. Number 4, Central Park is located in which borough of New York City, Manhattan? Number 5, in golf, the holing of a ball directly from a bunker is known as a golden what? A golden ferret. 6, who was voted in as Mayor of London in May 2012? Boris Johnson. Number 7, who wrote, produced and directed the 2009 film Avatar? That was James Cameron. Number 8, the Museum of Bags and Purses can be found in which European city? Amsterdam. Number 9, on average, how far can a skunk spray? It's 12 feet. And 10, the Indian film industry is often called what? Bollywood. Mark your answers, and don't forget, if you've got one wrong, unfortunately you've got zero in this round. That's the way Wipeout plays. All right, time for one final round of trivia. The final round of trivia for 2021. Here we go then. It's the final fling. 15 questions of trickier trivia. Number 1. Which river runs into the Victoria Falls? Number 1. Which river runs into the Victoria Falls? Number 2. Who was the father of Henry VIII? 2. Who was the father of Henry VIII? Number 3. At which stadium does Derby County play their home games? Number 3. Obviously we're talking British football here. At which stadium does Derby County play their home games? Number 4. How many 2021 Formula One circuits were run in an anti-clockwise direction? Number 4. How many 2021 Formula One circuits were run anti-clockwise? Number 5. In cameras, what does SLR stand for? Number 5. In cameras, what does SLR stand for? 6. What was the name of the high school in Glee? Number 6, what was the name of the high school in Glee? Number 7, in which year was the British chain Marks & Spencer founded? So number 7, in which year was the British shopping chain Marks & Spencer founded? Number 8, which is the world's oldest and largest youth charity? Number 8, which is the world's oldest and largest youth charity? Number 9. In 1998, the government set the first national minimum wage at what hourly rate for those aged 21 and over? We're talking UK government. So number 9. In 1998, the UK government set the first national minimum wage at what hourly rate for those aged 21 and over? How many pounds per hour? Number 10. What is the oldest currency still in use? So number 10. What is the oldest currency still in use? Number 11. The name of which breed of chicken is also used as a weight category in boxing? Number 11. The name of which breed of chicken is also used as a weight category in boxing? Number 12. Which sauce is known as crème anglaise in French? So number 12. The sauce crème anglaise. My French is awful, by the way. So number 12. Which sauce is known as crème or crème anglaise in French? If you were ordering it in British, what would it be? And you get something that's quite unique to Britain, but what would it be? Number 13. What is stored in a Leyden jar? Number 13. What is stored in a Leyden jar? 2014, in which Dickens' novel is Christmas spent at the home of Mr. Wardle, and the name of that home is Dingley Dell. So number 14, in which Dickens' novel is Christmas spent at Dingley Dell, the home of Mr. Wardle. And number 15, how many of Queen Victoria's 9 children were girls? Number 15, how many of Queen Victoria's 9 children were girls? That's the last question in this week's Final Fling. Are you ready for the answers? The answers to the Final Fling then. Number 1, which river runs into the Victoria Falls? The Zambezi. Number 2, who was the father of Henry VIII? That was Henry VII. 3, at which stadium does Derby County play their home games? Pride Park. 4, how many 2021 Formula One circuits were run anti-clockwise? 7. Number 5, in cameras, what does SLR stand for? Single Lens Reflex. Number 6, what was the name of the high school in Glee? That was William McKinley School. Number 7, in which year was Marks and Spencer's founded? 1884. Number 8, which is the world's oldest and largest youth charity? The YMCA. Number 9, in 1998, the British government set the first national minimum wage at what hourly rate for those aged 21 and over? That was £3.60 per hour. Number 10, what is the oldest currency still in use? It's the British pound sterling. Number 11, the name of which breed of chicken is also used as a weight category in boxing? Bantam weight. Number 12, which sauce is known as crème anglaise in English? No, in French even. It is custard. So the French for custard is crème anglaise. Number 13, what would you store in a Leyden jar? It's static electricity. Number 14, in which Dickens novel is Christmas spent at the home of Mr. Wardle, also known as Dingley Dell? That's the Pickwick Papers. And finally, number 15, how many of Queen Victoria's 9 children were girls? 5. 5 of Queen Victoria's children were girls. There you go. That's all the answers for this week. That's all the answers for this year, the final edition of 2021. Thank you for joining me on these quizzes every week for the last year. It has genuinely been a pleasure to be your quizmaster, and really, really nice to hear from so many of you getting in touch over the last year, telling me that you enjoy the quiz, contributing some ideas, and making corrections. I'm all for corrections. I'm not offended. It helps us grow our knowledge, after all, doesn't it? So thank you for joining me for 2021. Hopefully many quizzes to look forward to in 2022. Ooh! I almost forgot this week's tat stat, didn't I? Did you know that there was a prehistoric dragonfly whose wings spanned more than 2 feet? Wow. Have a fantastic new year. Happy 2022, everyone. I'll speak to you soon. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.